fiends, welcome friends and fiends alike to Yappy Hour. I'm your host, Medley from Online, and for those keeping score at home, this is episode number one. Today's topic is, of course, success. What is it? Is there money to be made with it? And just who exactly defines success anyway? God? Or did success kill God long, long ago? We're going to get into all these questions and much, much more here in the following hour. But first, joining us today, and I could not believe my eyes when I read it. Folks, today on our inaugural episode of Yappy Hour, we have the 40-somethingth president of the United States of America himself, and we've actually met once before, Mr. Is it Mr. Or President?
Don't mean to interrupt you, but I just want to sharpen the question so that, because I think you're getting right at my point here. I'm Barack Obama.
President Barack Obama.
Yes, who's this?
Are you playing a trick? Is this a classic Obama's trick?
Is that what you're worried about?
I'm not worried about it. I wouldn't say worried is the word.
Tell me the truth.
But I figured if you were going to be a guest on the show, you probably saw my name.
Of course.
In the email or something like that. It's not important. I'm Medley.
Yes.
The host of Yappy Hour.
Yes.
Brand new podcast that really should exist.
Of course. You have some good ideas and well-defined thoughts. Just don't be thick, all right?
Well, thanks. Thanks, Barack. That really, I won't be fake. I won't.
Maybe if you join the church, you could help us start a community program. Why don't you come by on Sunday?
Look,
Tell me the truth.
Spiritual, my religion, my...
You've lost your way, brother.
I will think about it.
Whenever I try to talk to you about it, you act like I'm just this great big bother.
It is sort of a bother, okay, bro? I didn't want to do this on the fucking podcast, but it is sort of a bother. You're always telling me, go to church, go start a community project, do this, do that. What do you think?
Shut up. Pay attention. Sometimes you can't worry about hurt. Sometimes you worry only about getting where you have to go. Have you ever seen a man killed?
Barack, what does that have to do with anything?
Yeah, that's what you said the last time.
Yeah, well, the last time I should have kicked your skinny ass back to Cape Cod.
Ain't just me, by the way. I don't see you doing any better in the booty department.
You leave my booty out of this, Barack Obama!
Barack Obama.
Off the f***ing show! Get him off the show! He's never coming back. All right, we need to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Today's episode of Yappy Hour is brought to you by Bubbly. Bubbly, it's water in a can. Fizzy. They say it's healthy, but it's just sugar water. But they say it's healthy. It's Bubbly. It comes in a can. Try code YAPPY at bubbly.net for 20% off your first can. Bubbly. They say it's healthy. And now, back to the show. And we are back from our first ad break, which means it's time for our first segment. Now, you may or may not be aware, but I'm currently on a hunt to find Emma, my co-host from our sister show here on Real Podcasts, OED Ranked, because Emma was kidnapped by my former and current arch nemesis, Mr. Baseball. Now, because of this quest, OED Ranked has suffered from a clear lack of updates, which is in breach of the contract I signed with Real Podcasts to release new podcasts every year until 2035. However, the eggheads at HQ have had a real brain blast on this one. Our first segment today is something we're calling OED Ranked Abridged. Can we get the theme? In OED Ranked Abridged, we take the topic of today's episode, provide its definition, and then rank it according to the previously elaborated upon ranking system from OED Ranked proper. So without any further ado, let's boot into Windows XP and take a look at success. It is a noun. The first definition, number one, has an A section that is obsolete, the B section also obsolete, the C section obsolete, and the D section obsolete. The second definition, the fortune, good or bad, befalling anyone in a particular situation or affair, usually with a qualifying adjective as in good or bad. And the third definition, the prosperous achievement of something attempted, the attainment of an object according to one's desire. And I think that is basically the definition we know and love. And I think success isn't the best word, but it's not that bad either. I think it's a clear B ranking. We're going to give it a B. No, C. C ranking. And that's OED ranked abridged. Up next on the show, we have our very first Yap session of all time. But I just wanted to say before we started, Yappy Hour is about drive. Yappy Hour is about power. We stay hungry. We devour. We put in the work. We put in the hours. And we take what's ours. With that said, please welcome to Yappy Hour, Deathbot. And I had this idea where all the yappers, like the people that come on, would have like a theme song, and I thought this could be your theme.
Can you hear it?
Mm-hmm. You hear that?
Oh yeah, I'm hearing it loud, loud and clear. Oh, let me don the glasses. Let me get in the vibe.
So the thing is, I guess the thing we should get clear. I don't know. Was that good?
It was good to me.
I think
it's still good to me.
But
damn
you
it.
But you as the guest, as a soon to be resident yapper. I mean, this remains to be seen to both of us. So far, like, let's be honest, we're here to be real, first and foremost. I think
we stay real.
Do you have? I think each yapper should pick their own theme. Do you have a theme in mind?
Oh well, I've been sitting with Cassiopeia on the brain a lot lately,
Cassiopeia.
Right? I've just been showing the one live show to my roommate and their song Zoom.
Zoom? What is this? I got this.
Zoom.
Did I ever tell you I got the pneumatic tubes set up? I just
no,
got
you
this.
Didn't.
Yeah,
you didn't.
I just got this in. Hold on.
Like
this is what you're talking about, isn't it? All right, without further, let's try it again. Without further ado, our first yapper, I am so happy to have them with us today. Deathbot. Holy shit.
Ooh.
Holy f***.
There it is. There it is.
Oh my god.
Doom, 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 doom.
Who the f*** is going to do better? Who's going to do better than that? Deathbot, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, glad to be here. What's going on? It's your girl Deathbot.
I think you should take solace in the fact that everyone else is going to have a real f***ing hard time with the themes. I don't want to be a podcast where it's just people f***ing dicking around laughing, but that, whew, holy moly, that smokes.
Oh, are we not dicking around? Was I supposed to prepare something?
Well, we are
Uh-oh.
Yapping. There is topics and everything like that.
Oh,
but,
okay.
Like, you
prepared, we're yapping around. I see.
You know, not to get too inside baseball about it. You know how I feel about baseball. I hate it. But,
America's... Oh, I thought I was going to have a joke when I started that one. Fart time.
America's fartiest home funnies. homegrown funnies straight from the fart. Not to get too inside basketball. Which I don't mind. We have been talking for quite some time. We have been thinking, stewing about what this is, who we are, our place in the world, even. But I guess we're really here to kind of talk about success, which is the topic of the episode. I don't have any questions prepared for it. I did have one question. I did idly think of one question in the 2 or 3 days I've been pulling this together so far, which was, do you think pandering is a key to success?
I mean, I don't know, generalized success. What most people might call success, I guess. You maybe got to brown nose your way up the ladder a little bit.
It's
but
so f***ed up. There is another stray like little thing I wrote down in my success notes. I have a notebook 700,000 pages thick.
Mm-hmm.
One word at a time per page. And
is that just the dictionary?
It's just
is
the
that
secret.
What you got
it's just
there?
One of my secrets. And
hmm.
Well, no. Well, I guess it's kind of like my personal dictionary.
It's sort of like randomized out of order dictionary.
Words I'm trying to use. I forget where I was going with that. I was pulling words out of a hat, maybe. Success. It was something about success.
About pandering. Maybe if it's necessary.
Pandering. That wasn't the topic. That's not the topic. We don't have to talk about pandering. It's not necessary to talk about pandering. I mean, you know, I was watching one of the latest movies, and I liked it. So
fuck. That's good.
I think, you know, I don't think pandering works on me.
Okay. Which
movie
were you watching?
It's not about me. No,
No.
Pandering is pandering a key to success? And then you said generalized success, something like that. I had a stray thing. That's what it was. I had a stray thing written down in my notebook, which is one word at a time, 7,000 something pages. And it was like, is success just f***ed as a word? Because of how you always need to like adjudicate it or like prefix
right.
it with something else.
Success to whom?
Yeah, exactly. So are we talking about personal success? Are we talking about financial success? Are we talking about fucking? Are those the only two kinds of success? I don't know. Maybe.
Well, on the topic, I really only had like two little stray thoughts coming into the session with, and I guess that kind of dovetails into one at least a little bit.
And
like,
this is exactly why we wanted you here. You had some thought. You were thinking. You are here for a reason. I just want
to. I'd like to think
that.
I'm thinking. That's true.
You. I want to reassure you. I want to reassure the listeners.
Mm-hmm.
I want to pander to them.
Was thinking like one thing that I consider a measure of success to me is like my kind of forcing myself out there to like grow what types of things I'm able to appreciate, right?
Yeah.
Whether that just be new genres of music or you know, a type of movie I haven't seen or a type of experience I haven't had before, doing something that I don't usually do and at least seeing whether I can appreciate that. And sometimes that grows into a whole new thing, right? You know, I bumped into the, you know, start with Cassiopeia. I bumped into them just looking up fucking bass solos on YouTube as like a high school kid who only listened to metal. And now I go to jazz shows multiple times a year. You know,
there
shit
is
like that.
It's good that you have expanded your mind beyond, but I do think there is such a stark correlation between metal and jazz, like specifically. I think it's really weird for someone to like metal and not also like jazz. I guess
I've basically thought the same. Like, are you playing your shit? Is it cool?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Are those not what that genres are? Both of them.
The appreciation of the scales required. The appreciation of time signatures. You know, mm-hmm. the discipline. On both ends, but like, you know, to like, I don't know. This is sort of tangential, but this is what the point of the show is, I guess. Right? Right? We're figuring it out.
Right.
This is beautiful. I love this. I feel like right. we're like. We're running out of time, and I'm like, oh, we're just getting started. But that's the f***ing beauty of this.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a real yeah. powerful thing. But no, the metal I find is like that technical appreciation to like a mechanical extreme, and jazz mm-hmm. is like the appreciation to the most human extreme. You know.
Okay. It's a good framing. That's a good framing.
But they're so, you know what I mean? They're so in conversation with each other.
Right.
In these weird aesthetic ways. Yeah. And it's like, it's really cool. I'm always happy to hear that from metal fans specifically. Because I feel like metal fans like get a bad rap, and they're you know, not a bad rap, but they're generally seen as this one thing, and it's like, no, you can like metal, you could like jazz, you could like fucking pop music. What's your favorite pop music song?
Ooh, my favorite pop music song. I feel like I always kind of, when I'm thinking pop music, I always jump to Carly Rae Jepsen. And if I have to pick one, it might be, was it Cut to the Feeling?
Is that? We'll play that.
Yeah.
We'll play that over this part.
And on a much smaller scale, the Michigan band Stepdad.
Stepdad.
Their song,
wait.
Will I Ever?
Stepdad, did they do the song my fur, my beard, my nails?
Yeah, that's the one. That's them. That like crazy falsetto that he has.
Yes. What was the song you were saying?
I was gonna say their song "Will I Ever Dance Again" is like such a banger to me. Their album "Wildlife Pop" to me is like the spring album. Like when it starts hitting those days in spring where it's 65 and sunny, I always throw that album on at least once just to be like, it's spring, we're here, we did it, right?
Yes.
Yell that shit too loud in the car on the way to work type of shit.
Windows down music. Yeah, the Fur Nails song was in our car roto, like in whatever the fuck year that was, 2007, sophomore year of high school, whatever
Jesus.
The fuck.
It probably was that far back,
2006,
huh?
No, Stepdad was like 2009.
Editor's note, it was 2012.
Yeah, maybe 9, 10, somewhere in there.
That's a crazy drop, though, Deathbot. That's why we have you on the fucking show. Yeah, you know, I've been thinking about Stepdad. When's the last time you heard someone talk about Stepdad that wasn't you?
Never. when I heard about them first,
like you and three of my fucking friends out here, three or four of my friends, if you said the name Stepdad to them, they'd freak out. Instant
yeah.
Friends. That's great. That turned into naturally. See, I'm not super bad at this. The 5 to 1.5 minute chunk was like plug yaps, which was just like things you like that you want to talk about lately, but also almost most importantly, if people want to find you online without saying the names of any particular services, what is like your handle or where could people find you? If you don't want people to find you, I should say that too. If you don't want people to find you, then you don't have to say anything.
It's usually some variant on Deathbot, but I'll be real, I don't post. So
Deathbot, not,
you know,
a poster. A born yapper.
Go look under a rock, go look up at the sun. Well, don't look at the sun, but like, you get me? Like, look at a tree bathed in the sun. That's where I could be.
Go look at the sun, dude. And then our last little thing that I am going to try to do with every yapper is give them one full minute where I don't interject or say anything at all, calling it like the free minute, or like, I don't know, maybe we can think of a better name. But when the timer hits one, we have a little clock off here in the studio. You have a full minute to just say whatever is on your mind, whatever feels urgent to you.
Well, staying on theme, if you're just trying to look to find some music, a big thing I always recommend, you can just go to the Bandcamp website, just click on one of the fucking genres there, right? I got these genre tags and they'll show you what's new and released this week, month, year, flocka. And that shit's just good as hell. Like, we throw on in the house when we're doing our little workouts, we throw on like whatever house music looks good, any of that shit. But I've bumped across some really crazy stuff. If you just keep your mind open, keep clicking links, you know, leave no link unturned, that's where I'll be. You know, Just try and find something new. Challenge yourself. You know, do I like this? Do I not like this for a reason? Where's this coming from? Where's my thoughts at? What's good about this? What's not good about it? That's keep that going, you know, keep that energy.
We'll be right back after this word from what? Today's episode is brought to you by Bubbly. Bubbly, a wholly owned trademark of the Pepsi conglomeration, which isn't necessarily ideal, but they say it's healthy. I'm pretty sure it's being boycotted. Bubbly, a healthy part of the military-industrial complex. When you're consuming Bubbly, remember that there is no ethical consumption, but they say it's healthier than just drinking a Pepsi or something. They really win either way, huh? Try code Yappy. Back to the show. And we're back to Yappy Hour, and that means it's time for us to cruise right along into our second Yap session of the episode. I'd like to give a very warm welcome to a real artiste. We're so happy to have them with us here today. Allow me to introduce Sierra. Sierra, thank you. Thank you for joining Yappy Hour today. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome.
Channeling my inner Stone Cold Steve Austin coming out to a song.
Was that what I said? I think I said something like, yeah, like it's like your John Cena theme or something.
Yeah, something like that. That's definitely how it felt too.
But you're more a Stone Cold. You're more a Steve Austin.
Definitely. Although I have reasons to love both of them. It's the John Cena prank call video that really makes me like John Cena. Like, not even really him. It's the one where they keep calling the lady and she's like, "There is no wrestling in this house. There never will be. If you call me again,
I don't want it. It won't happen. It's not coming on my TV again. It won't be allowed in this house."
I don't know what this is. You'll have to send me a link. We'll put it in the notes. We'll put it
this is definitely essential viewing.
That's incredible. One thing I'll always remember, it's crystallized in my brain, is just Bautista. What was his name? Jerry, the announcer guy. He used to be a wrestler. Jerry Lawler, maybe. He would always call Bautista Bautista.
And now for Mr. Bautista.
Dave Bautista.
Is there a Dave Bautista with us?
Mr.
Bautista, are you in the building?
Have you ever seen do you think Dave Bautista and Dwayne Johnson are in like a group chat where they just talk shit to each other?
Yeah, but I think it's like a dead group chat, like for months on end, and then all of a sudden it's like revived again.
There were a bunch of other people in there too, like Cena was in there.
Yeah, yeah.
The Miz.
And they're like,
why was The Miz in
no
there?
One really says anything. Who invited this guy?
Why the f*** was The Miz there, you know, in that chat? Do you think I think there's like an obvious answer to this. There's like a clear social cultural answer to this.
Yes.
But like, who has been the most successful of those three? Bautista, Cena, Dwayne Johnson, as far as the transition to films and other work. Hard-hitting journalism.
Okay. The obvious answer is, you know, like Dwayne Johnson, but I think John Cena is dead last in that f***ing list. That's
you
for
think
sure.
Cena is dead
I think
last.
Dave Bautista. Yeah, I think Dave Bautista, like, he's someone that sometimes, like, when he is playing a role, like in these movies, like I forget that he was also once a wrestler.
That is
I forget
true.
That that's like a thing
Anytime
that he
you
did.
Look at Dwayne The Rock Johnson, you're like, yeah, he was The Rock. He, like, I smell what he's cooking. He cooked it too hard for too long. And now the aroma of that dish, the dish being his portrayal of The Rock as, like,
yes,
a character, the aroma of that dish is in this fucking kitchen, and it will not come out.
I'm floating after it like an apple pie. That's what America does.
Now, I, like, we try not to date the show whatsoever.
Yeah.
So we will put it in terms of, let's say, like, the end of John Cena's wrestling career, I think will go down as one of the, like, biggest falls from grace, maybe ever. Maybe
yeah,
ever.
Definitely.
Like, what they decided to do now, this is, there could be some big face turn or something, but would you agree that he's more of, like, a heel character now? That's been my estimation.
Absolutely.
As of late.
Absolutely. He,
like, they come out, they basically play, like, a wonky clown version of his theme song. You know what I mean? It's, like,
yeah,
not even, the, it's like, yeah. Bah, bah,
bah, bah, bah, bah. He's entering his Cena era, like, you know, he's Juan Cena. I don't know if that's coming across as, like, I'm trying to say Juan Cena, but I'm really trying to go for the Waluigi or the Wario there,
yeah,
just to be clear.
Yes. I was lightly confused. I am so
yeah,
glad
yeah,
that you clarified that one.
Yeah, jot that down.
It's jotted. It, like, this. See, we're on the record. We're on the record here.
Yep.
You know.
Yeah, folks.
You, folks. You're done. You're cooked. You know, if we have to bleep that, we'll bleep it. We could talk about it, you know, when we're done. When we're done with the app session. This is live. This is live
yeah,
to tape. This is live television. It's a good, clean show. You never know.
Exactly.
You never know what's
exactly
going to happen.
Unlike what they're doing out at the WWE or the AEW or any of these organizations, Yappy Hour is, in fact, a good, clean show.
I truly cannot believe we've been talking about wrestling for, like, 7 minutes straight.
I want you to know,
I
don't know anything about wrestling.
I wanted to talk to you about, really quickly. This was my intention.
Yeah.
I didn't want to get bogged by John f***ing Cena and The Rock. What was some of, like, and was there any motivation behind your theme song pick?
Oh,
Never Ender by Justice with Tame Impala.
Yeah, that Justice has been a favorite band or artist of mine for so long, and when they released that album end of 2024, like, it was, I was like, holy shit, it's gonna happen. I'm gonna get to fucking see Justice. I never thought
yeah,
that was gonna happen. I felt like it was gonna be like a Daft Punk of, like, I don't know when they're, like, they're not officially retired like Daft Punk, but
yeah,
I don't know when the fuck they're gonna release another album and I'm gonna get to see them. But that song just, it's elevator music in my head, like, in the best way possible, in that, like, 4 months after that album came out, it was just, like, the default vocal stem for me. I was just making it. I asked my partner, I was like, hey, if I had a theme song, like, what would it be? And he said, like, he gave me a historical answer, a song called Icy Girl by Saweetie and Kehlani, because she says some shit like, icy, haters want to fight me, charging by the hour because my time is very pricey. And that was another vocal stem.
That's
for
a good
me.
That's a good line.
Yeah,
so we'll obviously layer that in for the audience as well. But
yeah.
I've also been thinking about
really
compiling
about
some sort of soundtrack somewhere.
Ooh,
of just, like, all the songs ever mentioned after a certain number of episodes or something. That could be fun. But
that's
I'm definitely
fun.
Keeping a
Yappy
note for the wiki.
Yappy list. Yeah.
For the wiki, here's all the songs. That line sounds so familiar too. But okay, well, yeah, I mean, that clears it up. I did want to, the only thing I had to offer as far as like my take on the theme is, I don't know if it's a hot take, I don't know if it's a cold take. I don't know if people really have strong feelings about Justice anymore as a band. I really don't know. I'm sort of unplugged. I like make my music and I sit in a bubble and I yap to people. You know,
that's
clearly
probably for the best,
as evidenced by all of this stuff. You know, I don't read the pitchforks. You know, I kind of go by word of mouth.
Yeah,
whatever rises to meet my ears where I stand. But
separate the wheat from the chaff.
Exactly. The wheat from the chaff. That's a good one. That's one thing I'd love to do is just like we really, and I think we're all subconsciously on board. We really need to bring back some of the old phrases.
Yep.
I think my current status on Discord right now is like two in the what now? Like two in the hand is worth three in the bush. What is it? One in the hand, a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush.
You know,
I don't know what the fuck that means, said, but it's beautiful.
You said two in the what now? I'm not gonna lie. That is not the phrase that came to my mind.
What came to your mind? And then we'll get to my hot take.
Two in the
No, what?
One in.
Oh my good gosh. Good golly. We have to bleep that. Two in the what?
Redacted.
This is not redacted. Some dick. Type show. This is a good, clean show. This is Yappy Hour. You could play this in the car with your children.
This is what you were talking about, that we need to bring back old sayings, because the one that you said should absolutely replace what
I
said.
A bird in the hand, two in the bush. Bring it back. Yep. Fuck. Holy moly. Okay.
Yeah.
Really quickly, the hot take was that I like when Justice is ooky spooky and creepy,
yes.
Creepy weepy, like Stress, which we could layer in here. Real quick, because we're this is nuts. We're like almost completely out of time. I will ask, just because the theme, we talked a lot about success, though, I do want to say. Maybe it was tangentially, but we talked a lot about aspects of success, who is successful, who's unsuccessful.
Exactly.
Do you think Justice is more successful at being a band than Daft Punk? And further, mm-hmm. Do you think anyone is more successful at being a band than Daft Punk?
I feel like yes, because I think until they like have a very public fight and then get the band back together.
Yes.
Like, I think that is the true, like, hallmark, or, like, they have to pull, like, an Oasis or something. but it also, I love, there's, like, an old interview, probably from, like, 2007 or something, where they're talking to the two Justice guys, and it is very funny that both of these groups are French. Justice has successfully continued to aura farm as French guys on a stage doing DJ bullshit and smoking their cigarettes live, like, while they perform at something that Daft Punk no longer has access to that type of success, you know, so that's like a ding there. I'm just very passionate about Justice because a lot of course, it's the classic comparison, Justice and Daft Punk. And as the Deeds and Justice once put it, they were like, yeah, the rumor that, you know, they're ghostwriting or shit or whatever. And so they wrote stuff that was really good, and now we're drowning in pussy while they're just off doing who knows what. Like, of course that's what happened.
Unbelievable. Like, unbelievable.
He's like, they wrote an album that's so much more successful.
The,
like,
French are,
you know,
disgusting.
That's why they did this.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. We have one last thing. You have now a free minute to talk about whatever the hell you want without anyone interrupting or anything like that. When the timer hits one, You just go.
All right. I've been watching a lot of really bad reality TV lately. And unfortunately for everybody in my life, I have been giving them full length summaries of some of the worst reality television that you have ever seen. It's become my strange addiction. When I don't have like a regular prestige television show that I'm watching, I am into reality TV. I watched Netflix's Age of Attraction. Nobody watch it. Nobody watch it. They're already fucking doing a second season. I'm so fucking mad. They should not have been cleared for a second season. Everyone should go watch Love Overboard on Hulu, okay? Hosted by awesome, enigmatic lesbian Gabby Windy. And she says, hey, shipmates, everybody come on out. It's time for a hot, sexy summer. And people online were complaining about her voice, and those people are fucking losers because I think she is delightful and she has such presence and is a character. It rocks.
And that's it. We'll be right back.
Today's episode is brought to you by Bubbly. I haven't had health insurance for over 2 years. My body is slowly rotting and decaying inside. Capitalism is a plague on humanity. And if it isn't stopped, well, will it be stopped? Is it even possible? Bubbly. They say that it's healthy. Try code YAPPY at bubbly.net for 20% off your first can. Back to the show.
Welcome back. This is the part of the show where usually we'd have our second segment, something fun, before we get into the final yap of each episode. But since this is our first episode and the chances of you being new to the whole deal here are high, I wanted to use exactly like 1 minute to say a few things that won't otherwise usually come up. Now, I, Medley from Online, do not have any social media at all these days, except for Tumblr, which is a gift to mental stability and an absolute curse to, scare quotes, building a brand. You know, it makes the ways our shows and community and projects get in front of other people very limited. So I'd really like to stress the importance of telling a buddy about the show if you like it, and even further, joining the community at twitter.realdiscord.org. That link should take you to an invite to our Real Twitter Discord server. All of our resident yappers mostly started as just active Real community members. I've never even met them in real life, and now I consider them some of my closest conspirators and even friends. We can do beautiful, beautiful things on this online, but we have to let go of the places, people, and things that are trying to kill us here. It's easy to say and a lot harder to do, but I think we could do it together. Seriously, from the bottom of my heart, I want to thank the Real community. You've supported this idea and me for a few years. It really keeps me alive. You're the best people online, and I love you. Anyways, kind of a long way to say, if you're listening, like and subscribe. And that brings us to our final yap of the big two-part, first part of the two-part premiere episode of Yappy Hour. It's huge. For these two episodes, I've contacted some heavy hitters, people I know, love, and respect. And, okay, I'm stalling. I'm going to be honest, I'm stalling here. I actually failed to secure a guest for the final yap session of this episode. Which is kind of, you know, I guess I hadn't thought about it until now, but the first episode being about success and then I failed to make it a good solid episode. But that's why it's two parts. The next part, it's all locked down. I have them in the room. They're waiting. They're just waiting to record. So I don't want you to think that this is how it's going to be every time. We're a professional production. You know, this is a real podcast. And it really should exist. But we're going to put both of these parts out, episode one and episode two. And you know what? No. I successfully got almost all of a first episode done. Okay, it wasn't a total failure. You understand the format of this show now as a listener. You know what you're going to be in for episode to episode. You know, you've gotten enough of a vibe from me as a host to know probably whether or not you want to see where it goes. Personally, I think I'm probably the weakest part of the show. And, like, well, we are all the weakest link, okay? Ultimately. All of us, each of us, could be doing more than we do, probably. And some of you are going to say, I already do so much. And you know what? You're right, actually. You're actually right. What am I talking about? What was I saying? I'm a failure. I wanted to put that on the record in this historic first episode and just come out of the gate and be real with you out of the gate. I failed to deliver on this one. Episode 2 is a total delivery, full success, exactly what we're trying to do here. You're going to see more of Deathbot. You're going to see more of Sierra. We have reached tentative agreements for them to be resident yappers. What else can I tell you? You know, this episode, we could be 45 minutes. That's almost an hour. That's basically a fucking hour, okay? Why are these podcasts 3.5 hours long? Can we talk about this? Can I talk to you about this? Can you reach out to me personally? Layer some music under all this. It's too much of me talking. Layer some instrumental music under this part. But I want to say I'm a failure. I wanted to get that on the record. We're going to shoot for success. And if we hit success 94% of the time, that was the thing. I remember a performance review back at one of my old jobs where they literally were like, your performance is at 95%, let's say. It was something really high. And I was like, that's great, right? And they kind of looked at me dead-eyed. Inhuman eyes. They glossed over and they blinked sideways. This is how I knew. I'm just kidding. Listen, look, long story short, you can't expect 100%, 100% of the time. That is sheer insanity, and it makes you sick inside. I'm going to kick to the pre-recorded outro. This is kind of funny. I think we will end the episode like this. Yappy 45, I love you. And that's all the time we have today on Yappy Hour. So what of success? Was this a success? Did we learn anything about success? I think we did. I think we can close the book on success once and for all. Really, I think we covered it all. And in so doing, gave ourselves a big, big success. By what metric? I don't know. We're going to find out together. This is part one of a big two-part premiere. Two episodes, 1 week, two big guests. We're not going to have big guests like that all the time. Next week, it's going to get back to normal. But we just wanted to do something special right at the top for you. Something to show you it's going to be fun. But I'd like to thank all of our yappers today, Deathbot, Sierra, whoever the hell was in the last slot. Great work. Thank you so, so much. Now, all that's left is our customary note from our office concerning callously utilitarian legal texts. Yappy Hour is produced 100% organically. No corporations or conglomerations endorse this or any other episode of Yappy Hour. All persons living and dead are entirely coincidental. The views and opinions expressed in Yappy Hour do not necessarily represent the views and opinions held by its participants or the organization. You can join the real community at twitter.realdiscord.org. And even why not toss a donation our way at ko-fi.com/realdiscord to help keep the work we do free and accessible and to help keep our mission to hack the freaking planet alive. If you become a member, you get to literally tell me what to do. Isn't that wild? Read the fine print. Anyways, yeah, that's it. I hope you had fun. I hope you learned something. And until next time, don't forget, you are the weakest link. Goodbye.